Okay, so this is from a story called British Columbian Blues by Vitruvius Daly. And in the scene, it's two brothers. They were conjoined twins who were separated later in life. And now one of them is a musician and the other is trying to be a documentary filmmaker, making a film about their family. Albert steps out of the key of C and into A, while Michael walks the bass line in circles, and Werner punctuates the departure with some skittering rim work. The Bachelard room is a supper club, so Albert can only go so far outside. He has to be careful not to completely alienate the tourists and foodies and couples on dates. But he's familiar with this edge, and knows just how many liberties he can afford to take per set. He hunches over his Gibson, balanced atop his bar stool on the little stage. His fingers and his mind move apart and together. He is levitating in all directions, outwardly and inwardly. Donald, with the camcorder cradled on his shoulder, snakes in and amongst the trio, focusing an extreme close-up on Michael's fretboard for a moment, then moving on to film the bell of Werner's ride. Then he closes in on Albert's pickguard, tightening on his right-hand work. Donald squats in front of his brother, putting the camera up close to the guitar's body, the lens just a few centimeters from Albert's right hand. Albert leans back and pulls a note north, like a man hiking a catamaran against the wind. He's aware of his brother down there near his feet, but he shuts his eyes, pursues the sound. Donald tries to stand up out of his squat, holding the shot, but he's unsteady on the balls of his feet. He loses his balance and tips forward. The eye of the camcorder touches Albert's knee, then Donald rights himself into a crouch and backs away. Albert keeps tinkering in A, reaching for the chrome. That's what their father taught them to call improvisation. When they were kids, the old man said to them that musicians are magicians, pleasers, entertainers. What you do is no different from sawing a woman in half or making a coin vanish. But Albert and Donald's father also told them that there is a maze that the music makes, and there are moments when you are a magician reaching into your top hat for the rabbit you hid there earlier, and instead of a rabbit, you pull out a crow. The trick tricks you. That's what the best music is. You reach for the crow when you know there's nothing but a rabbit in there. Yes, it's only a supper club, and Albert is only running through old standards for distracted tourists. But Albert is reaching for the crow, nevertheless. It takes a kind of non-concentration, a kind of self-obliteration. And there is his brother, a frigging camcorder all up in his face, all up in his conjuring. Rabbit. No crow. Just rabbit. Albert scribbles out a few more notes in A, then looks up and over at Michael, signals for the chorus, and goes there. Michael catches it and follows, but cocks his head as if to say, "What's wrong?" Werner halts altogether, but quickly punts with a strong crash and finds them on the one. As the chorus drags forward, a freckling of red appears on Albert's white pickguard. Several droplets of blood spray against the plastic during his crab-like picking. A woman in the audience says, "Oh my God." A few people point. Albert brings the song home quickly. When it's over, he holds up his ring finger and examines it in the spotlight. He turns it towards the audience to show them. Then he shows it to Michael, who just stands there shaking his head. Werner shrugs and starts to unscrew his cymbals. Donald zooms the camera out, steps back off the stage, panning the trio now. Albert leans towards his microphone. "I'm sorry, folks. It looks like I cut my finger. I'm very sorry, but we'll have to stop the show. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope we'll see you again." He turns the volume down on his Gibson and unplugs it. There is a little applause. Michael taps him on the shoulder. "What the fuck?" Albert ignores him and looks instead at Donald. He says, "Shut the camera off." "No, I want to get this." "Shut it off, or I swear to God I'll snatch it out of your hands." Donald lowers the camera. "What's your problem?" Werner comes around the drums and the four of them stand in a cluster on the stage. The sound man puts a CD on and the room fills with pre-recorded contemporary. Albert makes a grab for his brother's camera, but Donald pulls it back just in time. "All right." He hugs the camcorder to his chest, away from Albert. "Look, I'm pressing stop, you fucking psycho." Albert points his finger in his brother's face so that the tip is just beneath Donald's nose, and he says, "That's it. That's all the footage you'll get of me." Then he takes his guitar and leaps over the monitor, walks through the kitchen doors, and is gone. Donald is left there with the band. What the hell was that? Werner looks at Donald and says, "It was the last footage you'll get of him, apparently." Michael kicks Albert's stool, sending it clattering to the floor. He curses loudly and drags his Engelhardt off the stage by its dark neck.